All right, well, hello. This is Andy, aka Highly Original from ATS here. The date is April 9th, 2010, and today I'm going to talk about raising your vibrational frequency. This can be helpful with a lot of things, and a lot of people have been asking me about it, and I will be making a thread soon about this, but I wish to put the time into it to make it worth people's time for reading it. So be looking forward towards that. For now, I'm just going to go over some key points. I have about five of them here, and I might throw in some extra stuff along the way. But anyway, first let me go over some quick things here. Raising your vibrational frequency is very helpful, obviously, with astral projection, out-of-body experiences. You can access my profile, and I believe it's the second favorite thread in my profile. It's my spiritual thread. That'll help you out if you're interested. Also, raising your vibrational frequency helps with your overall mindset. You know, just being more positive. Actually, being more positive alone will help your vibrational frequency. And basically, overall, just helps your spirituality by raising your consciousness. Higher consciousness is what we strive for. If you believe in spirituality and you're a spiritual person, higher consciousness is what you want to achieve. I mean, that's the whole basis to this. So, alright, well, I'm going to go over the key points now and see what you think of them. First off, one of the main things that a lot of people have problems with is purifying their body. This is a big deal here because there's so many things these days that we're taking into our bodies. I mean, look at Above Top Secret alone. There's so many threads about all the crap that they put in our food, our drinks, our water, you know, our tap water. So that's one first step, and I actually will be making a video soon about tap water and how the filtering, and I actually have some filters with all the crap that got filtered out over a 3-month period, but that's a totally different story. But it relates to this because it just goes to show you what you're actually drinking if you're drinking that tap water. So I recommend you get a filter, spend the money to get a decent one. You can find some reviews online. But purifying your body, you want to get rid of toxins. Drugs and alcohol, bad eating habits really are what hurts a lot, you know, that fast food and everything. You really have no idea what you're eating, who handled that food, and so on. Toxins lower your energy and your vibration. So if you can remove cigarettes, alcohol, animal products, refined foods, pesticides, and pollution actually as well in the air from your life, it will actually help you, you know, obviously help your health, but it will also help you raise your vibrational frequency as well. And this is just a natural way of raising your frequency. So I recommend this is just a good, you know, health concern as well, but it will help you spiritually as well. Some ideas here for you, and just throw them out. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and buying organic food if you can afford it. I know a lot of people cannot in this economy. I know I can't. Try growing your own food. Don't use pesticides, obviously, because I mentioned that already. You don't want to use them. So, basically, that's one of the first key points I'm going to talk about. Let's see. Second key point I have here is, this is probably one of the easiest methods to raise your vibrational level, and it's to meditate. Obviously, this is, I'm being very general here, and I'm being general for a reason. You can meditate in any way, shape, or form you wish. It doesn't have to be with you sitting cross-legged with your hands in a prayer position. You can lay down, stand up. You can be actually doing chores or shopping. Basically, calming the mind is basic meditation. The more intricate you get, the more awareness you will receive from each of your experiences. For some good meditation techniques, I have actually a good website here. It's called meditationsociety.com, aka Meditation Station. It is actually the first website I ever used, and they have some very interesting ways to help you have some great meditation experiences. Also, Google is your friend here as well. Just type in meditation techniques and you will find thousands upon thousands of ways to meditate. Find your niche and you'll be good. I promise you. It may take time for you to find something that's comfortable for you, but really it usually comes pretty fast and you'll find what, you know, gets you to where you'd like to be. The longer you meditate, and not, I don't mean literally just the length of each session, but the longer period of time you will get better at it, you know, over months, years, etc. But within a month you can learn so much. It's very surprising, and if you really put the time and effort into it, you know, spend a half hour a day. Just try for a week, see how it fits you. If you don't like it, you don't have to do it. But I'm telling you right now, it will help you out. And there's so many different forms of meditation. Kind of advanced meditation is transcendental meditation. Basically, this is, you know, if you find yourself in a bad situation, you can basically think yourself away from that place you're actually in. You know, picture yourself in your happy place. Have you ever seen Billy Madison with Adam Sandler? You might know what I'm talking about. He has this happy place that he goes to help his anger. Well, that's a great example of transcendental meditation. All right, the next topic here, key point. You need to surround yourself with positive energy. And what I mean by that is you need to surround yourself with good people as much as possible. The people that surround you make a big deal with your energy and your vibrational frequency level. However, if your job requires you to be around bad people all the time for some reason, for example, maybe you're a cop or work with, you know, bad people like that, or you work in an office with some very pessimistic people, or just some a-holes that you really just don't want to be around and you can't help it though because your job, well, that's not your fault, but you may want to work on your vibrational frequency more so than others by placing yourself around better people as much as possible. I actually read somewhere on a website that the six closest people and the six closest people that you spend the most time with are basically who make up the way you act and you learn the most from. So if you have three friends that are bad, three friends that are good, and I'm being very general there, but you know, that's not really going to help you out. You want to get all those people around you to be like you, and if you're a good-minded person, then you should have good-minded people around you. If you choose to be around negative energy sources, then that will reflect upon you heavily, so beware, I warned you. The next thing here is, this is another easy way to raise your vibrational frequency level, at least for some people, it comes naturally. It's to be compassionate and a loving person. This relates to the surrounding yourself with other positive people, except the biggest energy source that will influence you is, of course, yourself. So helping others genuinely will increase your vibrational frequency as well. If you are trying to raise your vibrational level on purpose and go out forcing yourself to do nice things for others and be compassionate, it won't work. You have to be the person you are in order for this to work. Faking it will not work. You cannot fake your higher consciousness, so don't even bother trying. The last quick tip here I have for you guys, since this is a podcast, like I said, I will be getting, you know, making a thread, so I have a lot more information on that if you're interested. For right now, this is the last thing I have. Make a journal. I was actually just rereading some material off a website about someone who used the journal to raise not only their vibrational level, but also their awareness of themselves. Personal journals are a great way to get some self-reflection without talking to another human being. You can password protect or hide the journal if it's a physical journal that you know that you will only see. So you can be completely honest with yourself and, you know, let it all out. You don't have to worry about anyone seeing it. And that brings up the whole thing about if you fear that someone will see it, fear in your life is not a good thing. Getting rid of all fear, and this is, I'm kind of jumping in here and get derailing myself here, but fear is not going to help you. You want to get all fear out of your life. Obviously, we all are fearful of stuff, but decreasing your fear levels, maybe facing your fears in some cases, depending on what the fear is, might help you out. Getting rid of releasing the fears you have while meditating will allow you to get deeper and deeper and deeper over time. So that may help you project as well, if that's what you're trying to do. If you have fear in your mind, you will not be able to project. I just want to let you guys know. To get back onto the topic here about the journal, it's a good thing, because you'll be able to go back, let's say, to the previous year on the same date as the day you are at the in the present, and see where you were and what you were doing, etc. And it'll be able to help you out with self-reflection. I like writing personally. I have tons of writings I've personally wrote. Some I share and write for others, such as poetry, and I've written a ton for women, and trust me, they dig it, you know. Yeah, I consider myself a sensitive person, but I'm in tune with myself, and I like that. And women seem to love it, too, as long as you're not too sensitive. Don't be too overbearing. But anyway, and some of my writings I keep for personal reflection, specifically. I've been doing this since approximately maybe 2004, when I was actually still in high school. Still a young guy here, but in high school my classes were really boring for me, because I was always ahead of the class, and I had a lot of free time in those classes. I had what they call block scheduling, so I had an hour and a half class. You know, I'd spend all that time writing in certain classes. And I'm really glad I did, because it's nice to be able to read what I was going through during those years of my younger self. I can go look back. You know, actually, if I look up April 9th, 2006, I have a lot of it typed up on the computer, too. So, bam, right there, I can see what I was thinking that day, what I was, you know, all those kind of things. It's a really good way to self-reflect, and it's also a great way to learn about yourself and raise your vibrational frequency level. And like I said, overall, this is going to help you spiritually very much. So that's it for now. Like I said, I'm looking forward to writing up my thread that will correspond with this podcast, actually. So be looking out for it. I may even make a podcast announcing it. I should get it done soon, but I'd like to put the time into it, like I said, so people will want to actually read this, and you know, I don't want to waste my time on it if no one's going to enjoy reading it. So, peace, love, and light to you all, and good luck with your spiritual journeys. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to do you me. All right, see ya.